Issues Etc. regular guests Pastor Matt Harrison, Deaconess Pam Nielsen, and Pastor Brian Wolfmiller will be speaking at the premier worship conference of 2011. Sing His Praise, His Love Declare. It's July 27th through the 29th on the campus of Concordia University, Nebraska. For more information on the worship conference, Sing His Praise, His Love Declare, visit Seward2011.org or call 402-643-2983. And as promised, it's time for Issues Etc. Blog of the Week. We're reading your blogs. And every week we like to recognize our listeners, especially those who are blogging, by picking one of their blog posts. You need to have the Issues Etc. widget at your blog. Get that at the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. Once it's there, send us an email. Let us know where your blog is. Talk back at issuesetc.org. We'll start reading your blog, and perhaps Jeff or I will pick your blog post 1 week for Issues Etc. Blog of the Week.
I was wrong, by the way. We did a show on the Jesus of Islam with Pastor Dr. Joe Goodell. That date is July 11th, 2008, for our listener who inquired about that bumper sticker about find Jesus in the Quran.
So almost right after we came back on the air.
Yep.
Okay,
July
good.
July 11th, 2008. My pick, you know, a couple weeks ago, you interviewed Katie Schuerman about barrenness. And she's got a great blog post. It's titled, For Our Barren Sisters in Christ Who Feel They've Forgotten. That's the subtitle of the blog. But the blog post is Mother of Eight. Katie writes, I prayed to God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit to make me a mother, and in His mercy, He has granted my request. Just last week, in preparation for parenthood, my husband and I turned in our zippy Honda Fit for a 12-passenger van. We stocked up on juicy juice boxes, cereal bars, and Cheez-Its. We gathered blue, pink, and polka-dotted fleece blankets to keep our kids warm at night and tended to all of the health insurance forms and waivers required of every family. Then on the morning of July 9th, before the sun had even cleared the eastern horizon, we became the happy parents of eight sleepy, groggy youth from our congregation. We loaded them into the van, waved at all the people gathered in the church parking lot to celebrate the occasion, and turned north towards the Coram Deo Higher Things Youth Conference in Bloomington, Illinois. Throughout the next 7 days, my husband and I experienced parenting adventures to our heart's content, managing frequent potty breaks, setting curfews, making sure everyone ate enough fruits and veggies, teaching how to respect each other's personal boundaries, encouraging the shy and taming the bold, removing splinters, running last-minute errands, talking about God's faithfulness to all of us in Jesus, taking the body and blood of our Lord together, sharing each other's dreams and desires, and seeing the world. We were a proper Pastor and Kate plus 8, or Pastor and Katie plus 80, as the youth preferred to call us. The best part are nightly devotions. As we prayed the Lord's Prayer together and recited the Apostles' Creed as one, I marveled at the faith of my children. What a delight to confess the same faith in the triune God. What a comfort to be one in the body of Christ. On the night of the last devotion of our trip, I found myself looking around through tears of joy at each precious soul. I am a mother in the church. I get to participate in the upbringing of the young people in my congregation. I get to pray for them, encourage them, admonish them, teach them, commune with them, sing with them, and remind them of the grace they have been given in their baptism. I even get to take them on youth trips and be their mom for a week. Thank you, God, for answering my prayer. My pick for Issues Etc. Blog of the Week, He Remembers the Barren.
Very good. Very good indeed. Mine comes from a blog called PM Notes, and the blog post is called Nothing But Continuous Uninterrupted Forgiveness of Sins. I always like the quotes from great theologians. This one from none other than Martin Luther himself from the Large Catechism. I don't recall this one, but I'm glad to be reminded of it by this blog post. This is Luther. Everything, therefore, in the Christian church is ordered toward this goal. We shall daily receive in the church nothing but the forgiveness of sin through the word and signs, that is, the sacraments, to comfort and encourage our consciences as long as we live here. So even though we have sins, the grace of the Holy Spirit does not allow them to harm us. For we are in the Christian church where there is nothing but continuous, uninterrupted forgiveness of sin. This is because God forgives us, and because we forgive, bear with, and help one another. An excellent explanation of what it means to be in the church and therefore receiving continuous uninterrupted forgiveness of sin from Martin Luther. The blog again, PM Notes. I'll have a link to my pick for blog of the week and Jeff's pick for blog of the week at our website tonight, issuesetc.org. Click listen on demand. The second hour of Issues Etc. is straight ahead on this Friday afternoon. Dr. Arthur Just has been kind enough to join us on his 36th wedding anniversary to talk about Mary Magdalene, remembered today by the church, and James the Apostle, remembered Monday by the church. We'll remember them both with Dr. Arthur Just in hour two of Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.